Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com on this January. Oh my goodness. September the 4th, 2008. And on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone, it's already September the 5th. And welcome to the show. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff. We're a bit delayed. We were trying to get a hold of tonight's guest. So far, we have been unsuccessful at that, and I have mixed feelings. I know Dr. Bill Deagle and consider him a friend, and I find it unusual that we're having trouble getting a hold of him. He has his own radio show Monday through Friday on GCN. Those of you that are familiar with him, at one time his show was also on Republic Broadcasting Network, and he left with a bevy of other hosts in January of 2007. They had a major shakeup on the network during that time, and so a new network, let's say, it coerced him into going on and continuing his show there. He's a very knowledgeable guest. I was hoping to discuss a number of issues such as forced vaccinations and chemtrails, and I guess in a way I can still talk about that. I am disappointed, and I have my suspicions about his no-show. It's beyond his reputation to not appear on a show, especially when he agrees to appear. So methinks something is afoot, but we'll leave it at that and hope that the good doctor contacts me within the next day or so and clarifies what the problem might have been. Nevertheless, Evident Footprints is going to go forward this evening. And there are a number of things to talk about. I was on another show early this afternoon with Michael Herzog. Michael has left the United States and has gone to Scotland to spend at least the immediate future with his family, his wife and his stepchildren. Several months ago, we reported a very disturbing story where they were targeting him, and I say they, Homeland Security, the NSA, and their rogue agents, and basically just trying to silence him. We're entering a period where this rogue government that we have, and I don't even know you can call it a government, it shows all the earmarkings of organized crime, but they're singling out talk show hosts and sort of taking them out one at a time, and they tried to do that to Michael, and Michael was pretty successful. He's got a successful show. He's got a lot of support across the country, even in some other countries. In Canada, for example, they call into his show quite a bit, and other parts of the world. And he has been very outspoken about the corruption, as many talk show hosts are these days on the internet, especially. Of course, the mainstream media is bought and paid for. It's a topic that we all discuss ad nauseum, and it bears repeating for those new listeners that tune into the show for the first time and wonder why we are so displeased with what's going on in the world today. It's all about the money. It's all about big business and silencing people who are bringing the truth. And I assured Michael on his show this afternoon that I was not going to be one that was going to be frightened into silence. And I know many other talk show hosts and journalists that feel the same way. And Michael is still broadcasting, even though he went to Scotland for the purpose of being with his family, which is a normal thing. I think anyone listening to the show, including any of the agencies that are monitoring the show, any of the agents working on their behalf who have families understand what it is to be loved, and let's hope so, and to desire to be with your family, with your wife or your husband and your children. It's a normal, natural thing. For some reason, that makes one an easy target. When you're speaking the truth and they want to silence you, they go after your children. Michael's stepdaughter was incarcerated by Homeland Security under the pretext of a violation on her visa. And she was drugged and taken to a mental institution for examination. She was pregnant at the time she was picked up, and they gave her a chemical abortion through one of the IVs she received. So it wasn't a pleasant experience for him, and it dragged on for well over a month. He was targeted by the IRS and targeted by FEMA. He had gone up to Indiana to stay with his son's family. He has children from his first marriage, and spent some time there, leaving the Phoenix, Arizona area, and he was followed up there by black choppers, and FEMA came knocking on the door under the ruse of wondering if a recent power outage caused any damage in the house. These people were pathetic, and finally, Michael just decided, I'm going to go to Scotland and spend some time with my family. There is another journalist, Janet Phelan, who actually called into the show this afternoon during the interview that I was engaged in. And she had expressed her fear and her concern for her life and her safety on the basis of two prior arrests in attempts to silence her from bringing out the truth. And this was something that was going on in Medford, Oregon. The police were subpoenaing her phone records, and they use these methods to start harassing friends and relatives. So we're dealing with people right now that are very desperate to maintain control. And I'd hoped to talk to Dr. Deagle about that. However, whatever stopped us from getting in touch with him, I'm hoping it's just either a misunderstanding or just the fact that his answering machine is picking up the call and he's not hearing the ring. There are a lot of things going on right now. John McCain has accepted his little mission now to be the front runner for the corruption that's currently occurring in Washington, and there is no difference if he takes office or Barack Obama. Let's get that straight. There's no difference between the political parties. They present themselves as if they're opposites to the public, but in reality they're playing on the same team. They're doing the bidding of others, and they're not even people in this country. And I've written about that, and many, many other fine authors throughout our history have written about that. Even from the inception of our country, we had preachers on the streets and in local churches that were talking about the dangers of allowing the Illuminati into our system. Well, it was set up that way from the beginning, and we're finding that out. And these are people that are so certain that they're going to take over that they have others do their bidding. And it says quite a bit about their character. that they do everything in secret, obviously their plans can't be that lofty that they have to do that. They have to use mind control, they have to drug people, they have to poison food, poison the atmosphere, poison the water. And it leads one to the point that you would have to deduce that these are not even human beings. That these are artificial human beings, or these are people pretending that they're human beings. And for a lot of people, that's really a stretch of the imagination, but for many, it's not a new topic. And I would have been discussing that aspect of what's going on with Dr. Deagle as well. He's certainly been around quite a bit and seen much of the secret methods that the government uses in medicine, and he's seen the plans, and he's been asked to do the very bidding that many other doctors, thousands and thousands of doctors from coast to coast, have been asked to do over the years, prescribing drugs that they know are harmful to people and intended to pacify us or to make us apathetic, to disarm us, and to cut off our higher senses and even our reason, and that they have to control people in this manner just shows how desperate they are and how ruthless they are. And I want to encourage any of the listening audience, including them, that their days are numbered, that they're not going to succeed at what they're trying to do. And this is something that I see, like I see the genealogy of these people. They're not who they say they are. That tells you right there that they have no pride in being a creation of God. In fact, I would venture to guess that God had nothing to do with their creation. That it would be an insult to give God the credit for creating these people. Or whatever they are. I go back to that phrase, because these are not people. These are not human beings. Human beings could not do what they do to the rest of society. The mass murdering and the mass poisoning and their sadistic experiments, their genetic experiments, their eugenics programs. And it's time that maybe we talk about some of the history of these people. From the standpoint of who they are now, today, because they're sort of like the people in the movie Deliverance, in a way. I think that's a perfect example. And when I say the people in the movie Deliverance, I'm not necessarily speaking about the main four actors who were John Voight and Burt Reynolds, Ned Beatty, and Ronnie Cox. They were the four buddies that went whitewater rafting and planned on fishing and maybe doing some hunting, and they had some rednecks drive their cars to the end of the river that they were rafting. And of course, these were inbreds. These were people that had married and had incestuous relationships with other members of their family. And so when this is done several times, they start breeding mongoloid idiots. They start breeding their own kind in a way that these would be normal rejects from society. And the Illuminati do the same thing. They've done it actually not just for hundreds of years, probably thousands of years. They may have called themselves something different from time to time, but what they have done, basically, just to keep everything in the family, to keep everything under one roof, so to speak, they've created their bloodlines and they've done really sadistic things to their own family. For instance, many of the infants, and I think it's probably more prevalent in the female side of the family than in the males, but nothing would stop them from being as perverted with the males. They have a tendency for the first 18 months. This has been written about by many authors. Fritz Springmeier comes to mind. They give for the first 18 months, basically they torture the baby. They put the baby through every sadistic experience you can imagine. And they do this to compartmentalize the brain, to compartmentalize the thinking processes so that they can basically develop a trigger or a hair trigger response to some uncomfortable situation whenever they want to take control. And they in essence, they're creating multiple personalities within one individual. And all this is done for mind control. So the first 18 months of their lives is hell for these infants. Then all of a sudden, they give them love. And from 18 months until about 3 years old, then there is this sudden shift to caring and loving and being wanted by family members. And then it all begins to become mixed again. They revert back to the pain and the torture and the compartmentalization of the mind, of the brain, and they program for responses. And this might be witnessing a child being murdered or being abused in some fashion. And of course, sexual abuse is a big part of that. In fact, the infant goes through that experience itself. And so it experiences it firsthand, and then it sees it, it witnesses it firsthand. And by the time the individual in question, part of their bloodline, is ready to be put into their role, they pretty much sealed their fate, and unless by an act of God or someone's prayer, they're saved from that situation, and maybe they come to their senses and recall what has been done, maybe even find a way to escape. This is done throughout the Illuminati families. It's done all over the world, and it's part of the secret societies. It's part of their what they consider sacred rituals. It's called ritual abuse by those that have been through it. And it's so unimaginably sick for any normal person to even contemplate what they do. But this is the mindset of those that would rule us. So let's not have any pity for these people. Now, these are the same people that have invented the fiat banking system and usury credit. They're creating money out of thin air, and then they're putting us into perpetual servitude, perpetual slavery, to pay back these debts. And we pay for everything. We pay for all the money that they waste in outer space, or that they waste in underground bases, that they waste on the surface of the planet. When it's convenient for them to create fear, they'll blow up a government building, and they'll cause the people to pay for it. And they do this secretly. They do this covertly, unless they get caught, and then they cover their bases, and they have enough people lie about what's actually going on. It's nothing more than organized crime is all it is. And it's international in scope. And, you know, we're shown organized crime in the television movies. Usually it's the mafia that they like to portray as the bad guys. And the mafia are merely agents for them in their drug business and in all of the different types of theft that they're involved in, and of course murder is part of that as well. And they split the profits, or they share the profits. Split's probably not the right word, because there's only a few of them that are raking in the majority of the money. And it's the same. It mirrors what goes on in the banking industry, and it mirrors what goes on in corporate business, and it mirrors what goes on in government, because no one's keeping honest books. If they were, they would be in compliance with Basel II, and we would be on a gold standard economy right now, which the rest of the world is. What they haven't told us right now is we're in default. Since the beginning of December of last year, 2007, we're in default to be in compliance with the Basel II agreements. These people never intended to keep any agreements with any foreign government. They're ransacking the coffers of not just the Federal Reserve, but all the holding companies, the mortgage companies, the banks. They're putting this money in offshore accounts. Like, they're getting ready to make a sudden move, like a sudden escape. And it's quite obvious to anyone that's really following this closely that's exactly what's going on. Yet they'll blame it on a guy in France, $7 billion of bad paper this guy issued in the stock markets. $7 billion is going to bring down the world's economy? And it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.5 quadrillion that the Federal Reserve is in the red here in the United States. $1.5 quadrillion. And it could be more. That's an estimate. A few months ago, it was around $1.2 quadrillion. It was even said last October. October of 2007, it was estimated, maybe even in 2006, was about $1.2 quadrillion. So it's not far-fetched to say that at least they're upside down, in other words. They're in the red, $1.5 quadrillion, and they're still making money out of thin air. So their intention is to drive the dollar down to make the dollar be totally worthless. Now, a lot of people are in fear over my saying that. But you're witnessing banks collapsing, and they're not even telling you what they did over Labor Day weekend. I would suggest to anyone that wants to find out, do some research. Do some research, because you're going to hear a lot more about banks collapsing. And you've got this parade. It's like watching a parade of monkeys, watching conventions, these political conventions on television. And I can't even bring myself to watch or listen to what these people say, because I do not expect to hear one word of truth out of them. We don't have the truth in our history. Why should they start telling us the truth now? They've lied about who they are, and they've lied about their ancestors, and they're ashamed to admit who they are. If they can't use their real name, and they can't state where they were born, and they can't state when they were born, and they can't even name their relatives, who are these people? And what are they doing here? What business do they have here? I can certainly show someone when and where I was born, and I'm sure everyone in my listening audience can. But somehow we don't think that's strange. We really have a hard time getting a handle on that idea that these people are not who they say they are, and they have no business being here. And yet they're parading them in front of us as if they're our saviors. Oh, John McCain's going to bring the jobs back to America. What a joke. And where are those jobs going to be? Are they going to be at Walmart? Or are they going to be at Kmart? Or are they going to be at McDonald's? What the heck is he talking about? You see, what people don't understand is all the companies that we have been led to believe our whole lives, Ford Motor Company and Boeing Aircraft and General Motors, and Coca-Cola and Pepsi and all of these big companies, they're not American companies. They're not owned by Americans. They never were owned by Americans. They had Americans as front men, fronting for the owners, pretending that they owned the companies. If you do a little historical research, you can find those answers. And I've written about that. In fact, some of that is in my piece, the next edition of the Three Stooges Go to Washington, Part 3. I'm revealing that in this article because it's important. It's not just about who really Barack Obama is. It's about who he and these other people are actually working for. And it has everything to do with why they're putting the people in front of us that they're putting in front of us. We have no choice. There, this ruse of anyone can become president, it's a joke. It's a joke. They decide who they want there. And, you know, coincidentally, the name Rockefeller keeps coming up, regardless of who you're looking at. And that's because of the connections overseas. Rockefeller is not God. He'd like to think he is. And whether you're talking about David or Nelson or any of the other ones, they're not even worth mentioning by name. They've been totally corrupt. These are people that have no business being in this country because they've been treasonous. And then you have the infiltrators. You have the ones that were never from this country that have been permitted to infiltrate the country. They've not gone through any naturalization process like many of the immigrants that came prior to and in between two world wars, where these very same people I'm talking about right now were making billions, if not trillions of dollars on the mass murder of millions of people. This is still going on, folks. It's still going on. We know it's going on in two countries. At least. And they started another war now in the Republic of Georgia, and you're dealing with people who are psychopathic in every sense of the word. Antisocial is an understatement. And we have all the precepts of communism set up in this government, and they keep feeding the people the propaganda that we're living in a free country, that we have freedoms. We're the land of the free and the home of the brave. And these individuals have to have others do their bidding for them, other than their pedophilia and their perversions. They prefer doing that themselves. But when it comes to murder, whether it's the Bush family or the Clintons or Cheney or Rumsfeld or any of them, and they know this is true. They know this is true. This is not an exaggeration. They have to have others do their bidding. That's unless they have them under mind control and they have them in some kind of restraints and drugged. Or if they can get someone to put a bomb in an airplane because they're afraid of losing an election and having the corruption exposed. This is an issue, and there are people, I'm sure, right now listening to this show saying, this guy flipped his lid, what is he talking about? Our government wouldn't do this. First of all, they're not our government. Not in the sense that you think they are. They're pretenders. They're pretending about who they are. It starts right there. The Bush family, I've written about it, and I've done the research. They're the Scherfs. They're the Scherf family. They were sent here by Adolf Hitler. They robbed Nikola Tesla blind. They stole his inventions and returned them to the Nazis and other countries, not just the Nazis. I'm sure Russia got their hands on a lot of things, probably China as well. Because much of the technology that Tesla discovered has been used in other parts of the world. And it's been kept from us while they nickel and dime us with oil and gasoline and natural gas and electricity. They're charging us for the natural resources that they're stealing. We're paying for it. We're paying for the privilege of drinking a glass of water and polluted water at that. And they're polluting the water. They're destroying the whole ecosystem of this planet. You see, they don't give a damn what they do because they're all about destroying anything they touch. One doesn't have to be a scientist or a doctor to see that. And when it comes to the issues of the illnesses that they create, when we consume the poisons and the toxins that that they've basically blanketed the whole planet with, they what do? They prescribe more toxins. They tell us, oh, it's in our head that we're imagining that we have these strange diseases like Morgellons, where you breathe the air after chemtrail spraying occurs, and if you're unfortunate enough to get enough of a dosage of all the pestilence that they put in the chemtrails, then you're going to grow fibers in your circulatory system, fibers that are going to come out of the pustules on your hands and your arms and your face and your neck and your back and your shoulders and your chest and your legs, even on your feet. And you have the CDC telling people, well, maybe you were bitten by a tick. You know, you have Lyme's disease. You know, these people are all in the conspiracy together. And you have chemical companies and biological labs working hand in hand, coming up with new ideas. And they spend our money and do this in the underground bases, the secret bases that nobody knows about, like Area 51, S4, Taos, New Mexico, Los Alamos, the Dulce base, also in New Mexico, and the mind experiments at Montauk, and the alien technology that they incorporate into all of this. This is what's going on. Humans could not do this to other humans. Not unless they became totally demon-possessed could they do that. And these are the images that they put in the movies to keep our imaginations focused on what they would prefer we would believe as fiction, when in reality this is going on in real life. It's just that they don't want us to know it, so it has to be secret. They have to take it underground. They have to go into the darkness to do these things. You see, it's they're very similar to the legends of the vampires. When you're watching a vampire movie, there's several ways to kill a vampire. You can drive a stake through its heart. They're abhorred by the scent or the sight of garlic, or the cross, the Christian cross. And of course, you could pound a cross through their heart, and that would kill them too. But probably the worst fate that they could suffer would be to be exposed to the daylight. Well, there's a lot of symbology in that, folks. And their operations here on this planet, and I'm talking about the Illuminati, as they like to call themselves, their operations here are much the same as a vampire in a vampire movie. They're afraid of the dark. They have to do things in secret. Well, if they think we're that dumb, they should be able to do it right out in the open daylight. And to an extent, they do that. They do that when they have a mind-controlled MK Ultra monarch candidate go into a post office or a McDonald's and shoot 40 or 50 people. Or when they do it at a high school in Columbine, in Colorado, or at Virginia Tech. People think these things just happen, that people just fly off the handle and go nuts. And these events have all the earmarkings of these mind control programs that so many people wrote about for years. And when I describe that these Illuminati children are going through this horrible experience by their families, imagine what they do to total strangers. We have children being abducted, taken to underground bases, and all kinds of sadistic experiments are being carried out. These are the kids that you used to see on the milk cartons. They don't even bother putting the milk cartons out, those milk carton photos anymore, because the milk itself is so poisonous, a lot of people are wising up, not buying it. It doesn't pay to put those pictures there. But they had everyone fooled into thinking that they were concerned about finding those children. And I can tell you personally, as a psychic, there were many, many times I located a missing child or solved a murder case, and they didn't want to hear about it. Because they became fearful that if I could see that, if I could see a crime being committed, I would see the crimes that they were committing. So they preferred not to take action on a case. And it's incomprehensible to someone that's taken an oath to uphold the peace and to serve the public. It's a farce what they have painted on the sides of police cars when it says, to protect and to serve. They're serving themselves and they're protecting their own rear ends. It's what they're doing. They're not protecting the public. You've got a militarized police force. You've got a corrupt judicial system. You've got a legislature that's working for foreign governments and secret societies. And people wonder why nothing's getting done. It does not matter who they put before us to run for office. And when we do get an honest citizen running for the office, you think they would be interested in doing their journalistic duties as the mainstream media and tell us Ron Paul was running for president? Or that when Ron Paul and his family were threatened, that Ron Paul dropped out so they wouldn't murder his family? And still his wife became critically ill and had to go to a hospital, even after he dropped out, as if that was a warning, stay out now. It's not the first time that that's occurred. They did the same thing to Ross Perot. Now, I heard something, by the way, I don't know if it's true. I heard something on another show this evening. A lady had called into a show and said that someone, she referred to Ross Perot having been found washed ashore in South America. Someone found his body floating in the ocean or something. I don't know. I haven't verified that story. But it's quite ironic that that would happen to Ross Perot at this time. I mean, he's been out of the picture for quite a long time. He didn't have much trouble, though, selling his EDS, his electronic data systems business, for something like $6 billion. Number of years ago, they found a use for that. You see, they could watch us. They could control us with computers. This is how far society has degraded. This is how far humanity has degraded. That the people that have always been presented to us as leaders who are to serve us and to handle our affairs according to our wishes, not according to their pocketbooks. But we've come to learn, and more rapidly in the past few years, how deep, how profound, what an abyss of corruption it is. And you have people that are just totally oblivious to it. And they're going to be that way. So we can't fault them for that because, I guess it's enough for them to be able to get up in the morning and brush their teeth, flush the toilet, maybe comb their hair, and throw on some clothes. That's accomplishing something there. And I've said on this show and I've said on other shows and I've had other people also say it's time that we do not take responsibility for those people, give them their free will and let them make their choices. And as changes come upon this earth and upon the solar system and this galaxy and the universe, they'll eventually get what they've planted. They'll reap what they've sown. And that if they sow nothing, that's exactly what they'll get. It's amazing that people can be that out of touch with their own selves, their own lives. Other than the fact that that's been done to them, it's been created. We all came here with the same gifts. And these madmen that are running the show, or think they're running the show anyway, happen to find the switch, and so they know several or various or countless methods of flipping that switch and disconnecting anyone they want to disconnect. When you think that someone's existence is that dark and that selfish, that self-centered, and corrupt and negative, it's even beyond feeling sorry, it's beyond feeling pity. And we're told we should forgive these people. I don't know. I have a hard time with that. I have a hard time. I have the capacity to love. I have the capacity to forgive, and I'm sure most in my listening audience do. But I have to tell you, there are certain things that have been done to people that should not be forgotten. So this issue of forgiveness, that could eat at me or just deciding that I'm not going to forgive those that have wantonly murdered millions of people, possibly through history, billions, and they're getting ready. At least they're putting the word out that they want to take out another $6.5 billion. And I wonder how many of those people are in the listening audience or are related to someone in the listening audience or live near someone in the listening audience. We just don't think about those things. For some reason, we don't have the time. We can't be bothered considering what our purpose is or what our fate might be. And the funny thing is, we don't have to die. It's almost like we just expect to die. I really don't think we have to. There are some that should. Some should be put out of their misery. Some should really pay a stiff penalty for all the havoc and the destruction that they've wreaked upon the planet and on its inhabitants through the years. These people figure they're above that. And we keep allowing them that special dispensation. And it's as if they flaunt it in our faces, knowing that we'll do nothing about it. That's how arrogant they are. That's how egocentric they are. But that they have to be secretive about it should really be it should cause a red flag to be raised, okay? Alarms should go off. Lights should start flashing. Something's wrong with this picture. They figure, well, as long as we keep the secret amongst ourselves, they'll never know. We're not that dumb. I think actually you're the stupid ones for thinking that just for thinking that we are that dumb. You're really showing your stupidity. You see, because you weren't able to keep the secrets. The Bush family was not able to keep the secret about who they are. And I'm fairly certain that neither could the McCann family, now going by the name McCain. And we'll see the same thing about the Clintons. I mean, some of these people have less of a bloodline. If you want to talk about papers, you can take a mongrel dog off the street and trace its roots with more accuracy than you can some of these people that have lied throughout history, and they become so obsessed that the next thing is they're going to be related to your garbage man. I mean, it's just incessant. They can't all come from the same family. Only if they're reptilians. Only if they're an alien species in disguise. That's the only way they can be related. And of course, they're affiliated with one another in their organized crime, but this nonsense of Barack Obama is related to Dick Cheney's wife through some guy in Africa. Come on, people. Wake up. Hillary Clinton's related to Celine Dion and Barbara Streisand and Brad Pitt. And it just goes on and on. Like that's something to be proud of? So the people are in some movies. So they're part of the mind control program. They pay millions of dollars because they build them up through the propaganda media to be stars, idols. And despite the fact that we're told in the Bible, we're warned against idol worship, that's exactly what they do, is they cause us to worship idols. Those of us that buy into that. And we make idols of our religious leaders the same way. And they're not really religious leaders. They're pretenders, just like the pretenders that we have in Washington. It's like a perpetual Halloween party with these people. They put on their costume, they put on their mask, and we're supposed to guess who they are. That's what we have for an election right now. Again, I come back to that topic. That's what I started off with. And you know, people know something's wrong. You know, who's this guy, Barack Obama? He comes out of thin air, just like a Federal Reserve note, out of thin air. He was a creation. And if you don't own a TV, you don't understand what it's about. But if you do own one and you watch it, then you know exactly what they've been doing. But that they're promoting this on TV, does that make it real? Come on, people. Oh, this world is at a crossroads. And I can tell you, humanity is at a crossroads. And it's time people are going to have to wake up and realize what's going on. Start using your higher gifts and start raising your vibration. You can create a totally different reality. My God, the junk that they're showing on TV. They've got a show with 30 some women trying to become Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. And the criteria is you smile and you have a personality and you can kick your foot up in the air. Wow. That's an accomplishment. You know, and I know it means the world to those girls to get that job. And it breaks the hearts of the ones that don't. And somehow people don't see the brainwashing in this. in this type of TV shows. I mean, it's bad enough that we have to watch this stuff on a Thursday or a Monday or a Saturday or a Sunday for a good 4 or 5 months out of the year. But that everything that they want to aggrandize and make it seem real or make it seem important, they just have to show it to people a few times. And people just take the bait. And they're hooked. And their days are over from that point on. And I hear people say, well, you know, such and such a channel, they have good documentaries there and they're putting out the truth. There is not an iota of the truth on television. Not really. They talk about UFOs. They're going to talk about flying saucers and alien abductions, and they have to have some idiot that's a debunker, and that guy always gets the first word and the last word in an attempt to make the people that are coming forth with valid scientific information, supported by thousands or millions of eyewitness accounts, and one person can totally just deflect all of that proof. They can debunk that story. It reminds me of the who is it? The Amazing Randy, he calls himself, James Randi, who had offered any psychic $1 million, and you know, there's a certification that $1 million is in a bank account, and that a psychic who could demonstrate before his little committee, and they would decide. Okay, it wouldn't be a third party. He's the expert. He's going to give $1 million reward to anyone, or prize, whatever you want to call it, to anyone that can prove that they have a psychic gift. I could show them 10 or 20 easily without even leaving my house. But he puts a stipulation, no cloud busters, no cloud busting. Well, that's a metaphysical talent, by the way, to be able to make a cloud go away, to make it disappear, to cause it to evaporate, to point to it and say, watch that cloud, because in a minute that cloud's going to be gone. You see, that's not a psychic gift. What is it then? But this is the type of deception that's out there, okay? And the intent is to, you know, he's going to be a judge. Now, how can you have someone who is claiming that people don't have psychic gifts? How can he be a judge as to what a psychic gift is? He's already discounting it. That's like an atheist telling you that you're not hearing God's voice. It makes no sense. But this is the type of stuff that goes on every day. I had Vincent Bugliosi on the show recently. And Vincent wrote a book called The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. And he presents a very compelling case. And he's speaking about the murder that occurred in Iraq as a result of the Iraq War. Now, I raised the question, what about 9/11? You see, we were supposed to be going after Osama bin Laden, who was behind this, right? And then they determined that Saddam Hussein was supporting Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, was giving him money, was, you know, giving him a place to train his people. That's why we went into the theater in Iraq and Afghanistan. Afghanistan, we were supposed to hunt him down. But that was just a ruse, you see. It was a ruse. And no other foreign government really wanted a part of it, other than England. Because Tony Blair was the other half of the Bush crime family. The Bushes needed somebody across the ocean to be able to funnel the money into foreign bank accounts, and that was Tony Blair's job. He wasn't the only one, but they needed him there to do that. When Spain withdrew their support for the war, we had the Madrid bombing. And there were other atrocities committed around the world. And it became very clear when the CIA started this skirmish in Georgia that the Georgians were going to ask for permission to send their soldiers home to defend their land. And that was a CIA-instigated war. And the Russians know that. Ask Putin. He'll tell you. But the Georgians asked for permission. At least that's what the media said. Why does a country need to ask permission to send their own soldiers home? Is that so that they don't produce another false flag event? They had one going on. Makes no sense. They had a phony war going on. But phony wars kill people too. So I mentioned this to Vincent Bugliosi, and he hadn't really even considered the fact that bin Laden and Saddam Hussein were supposedly in cahoots, had everything to do with 9/11. But what was Saddam tried for by his own people? He was tried for killing 148 people in a village who had tried to assassinate him. He was being tried for executing and thwarting an assassination attempt. Now, that's if we believe it was he. A lot of people don't think that was Saddam Hussein. Certainly didn't look like him. In the last picture they showed of us of bin Laden, the guy's hair went from white back to black. And nobody noticed that when they put that picture out. I mean, it's ridiculous. As Reverend Roxy Hampton often says on Mission Possible here on BBS Radio and on Dr. Len Horowitz's Insight Hour, stupid does stupid. Stupid is stupid. And how many people looked at bin Laden's picture and didn't notice the guy's nose was two or three times as wide and took on a completely different shape? And that his hair was, you know, it wasn't just for men. And we began seeing, several years ago, we began seeing the pattern in the release of these bin Laden tapes and the al-Zawahiri tapes. And every time these tapes were released, there was a false flag event somewhere in the world. Or attempted or planned events. We never hear the actual statements being made in the Arabic nor in the English translation. We get propaganda, and people think because they saw an image that resembles bin Laden with a human voiceover, professionally done, telling us what is being said, that we're now, that gives us a reason to raise the threat level, the terrorist threat level, from pink to green. And I'm just pulling out a color there. And none of it means anything. What happens from yellow to orange or orange to red? What happens? We're in more danger of our own government is what it means. And those conspirators that they have overseas. And it's not Al-Qaeda. It's not a creation of the CIA that's the danger. It's the CIA itself. And the corrupt foreign governments like Israel. We have so much perversion in every aspect of society, and the governments are at the top of the list. And it's a toss-up then between the banks and the pharmaceutical companies and the food companies and the seed companies and the chemical companies. And the porn industry and the internet industry. There's a lot of corruption on coming out of that. That's a topic for another day. But sorry, we didn't come through with tonight's planned guest, but I'll do my best to find out what the problem was. In the meantime, you have been listening to Evident Footprints, and tomorrow's guest will be scientist, inventor, author, lecturer, and teacher Jim Murray, who is on every Friday night. In the meantime, special thanks to Don Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and Mr. Seth Hendrick for doing the sound. And special thanks to the listening audience, particularly Renee in California, and I'd like to give a shout-out to Bill and Linda in Washington, as well as anyone else across the country who I know on a personal basis. Thanks for listening to the show. Thank you for your email and your support. And I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.